Okay, today we're learning Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis of Masechta Sotah. We're two lines from the top, right at the beginning of the Gemara. Tan Rabba Minayin Shem Nefer Aglav Achkach Nimsa Horeg Shein Poteres Oso. How do I know that if you already did the Aglarufa, then you find the murderer, that the murderer is still Chayv Misa? Tamal Omar Ula Aretz Lo Yuchupar Ladam Asher Shufach Ba Ki Im Bedam Shovcho. That really the kapar is not complete until you find the guy. Eirach Rom Risa Sahoreg. What happens? The Mishnah said if one aide says I saw the Horeg and the other one says no, you didn't. So we don't do the Agla. So we would still do the Aglarufa. Time of the Machishlei sounds like it's only because someone contradicts him. Halo Machishlei Erech Mehemin. But if no one contradicts him and one aide says, I saw the murderer, he would be believed we wouldn't do Aglarufa. Minanimili, how do I know that that's true? The Tan Rabbanan, we have a Brisa. Lo Nodami Yiko, because the whole case of Aglarufa is you don't know who hit him. Had Nodami Yiko, Afilach Bisof Olam Lo Yorfin. But if you know who killed him, even if it's someone at the Sofa Olam, they wouldn't do the Aglarufa. Rabbi Kivam Riminayin, the Sanhedrin, Sharoa Echacharagas Nefeshim, Rakino. How do I know that if Sanhedrin saw someone who killed somebody and they don't know who he is, that they would not do the Aglarufa, even though they don't have the guy, but they saw the guy? Because part of what they have to say is that we didn't see. So if they saw, then they can't say that. Well, wait a second. Once an aide is believed to say that he saw the guy, how can one aide then contradict him? Don't we assume that any time one aide is believed in the Torah, he's believed the same as two aidim? So the one guy that contradicts him is just one against two, because he's really two since he's believed. You're right, we have to change it to they would not do the Aglarufa on the even when it's one against one, because that first one is like two. No, keep the Mishnah the way we had it. What about the Kasha that when we believe that first guy, he's really like Shnei Edim? Lo Kasha. Kan bebasachas, kan beze achar zeh. The Mishnah talks about the two Edim that contradict each other, they come simultaneously. So the first guy was never Neman, Kitrei Edim. But if it's zeh achar zeh, one guy comes and he's believed, so he's already like Trei Edim, then a second guy that comes and contradicts him is not going to be believed. Tanan, we lifted our Mishnah, Edacharam Risi Asari. That if one guy says I saw the murderer and two aidim say no you didn't, so we would do the Aglarufa. Sounds like if it was one against one, they wouldn't do the Aglarufa. The Satsa Tiyufta Rabbi Chiyo says that they would. Says Marlo Temech, but if you're going to make such a deal, okay, Masefa, the Sefa goes on to say that if two people say we saw and one aid says no you didn't, they would not do the Aglarufa. So the deal over there would be Hachad V'chad Hayu Orfin. So obviously there's a contradictory diyukim to be made. Elamas nisin kula b'psuleidus. So you have to say the entire mission is talking about psuleidus. Ukeder bin chamin damer kalmak b'shamin atar erechad halachach rov deos. That whenever we believe in erechad, we just follow the majority of the opinions expressed. Asu shtei nashim ki ish echad asu shtei nashim bi ish echad. When you have two women against one man, it's like kishnei anashim bi ish echad. It's like having two men against one man. Because we just follow the majority opinion, regardless of who the people are. So the Gemara brings another explanation of Rabbi Nechemia, and based on that, we explain the Mishnah that the first Rishon is the first aid rather is also possible. If the first aid was kosher, then even 100 women would only have the status of one aid. Our Mishnah is talking about an aid echad who says reisi, and two people say lo reisa that b'mayaskinon. Kigon dasai isha meikara, that a woman came originally, not an eid kosher. Vitirtzel the Rabbi Nechemia. And this Rabbi Nechemia Hachi and Rabbi Nechemia can be explained as follows. Rabbi Nechemia Amar Kol Makom Shemin Torah Erechad. Wherever the Torah believes one aid, it's different than all they do is in the Torah that everyone is kosher to be made. Halachach Rov Deos. We follow the majority of Deos that are expressed. Va'asu Shtei Nashim Bi'isha Achas Kishnei Anashim Bi'isha Echad. And two women against one woman is like two men against one man. Aval Shtei Nashim Bi'isha Echad Ki Pagla Pagla Dami. But two women against one one man, that's like a 50-50. V'tarti p'suli edus l'amali. Why does we talk about two different cases? We could have just said in one of these cases to be mechadish that p'suli edus you follow rov deos. So it says in Marano, Maru d'te makiyaz in basa rov deos l'chumra. Avalakula lo kamash milan. I might have thought that we only follow rov deos l'chumra, like in the ratio that we're makabel the edus of the two who say lori isa in order to do the aglarufa, but to follow rov deos l'kula not to do the aglarufa, I would think then we do not follow rov deos. So kamash milan that yes we do. Mishra Rabbi Rotzkumi then said that when there were too many murderers around, they stopped doing aglarufa. Tan Rabbi Mishra Rabbi Rotzkhanin bata aglarufa l'fishay nabah elal asafek. Mishra Rabbi Rotzkhanin begalay bata aglarufa. So since aglarufa is only misafek and everyone was just murdering publicly, so there was no real safek anymore. There were always aidim to it. People always saw it. So then they stopped doing aglarufa. Mishra Rabbi Rotzkhanin. We said that they stopped the mayim amarim when there were too many adulterers. Tan Rabbanan. V'nika ish me'avon. Bizman she ish menuka me'avon. Amayim bot kinesishto. Ein ish menuka me'avon. Ein amayim bot kinesishto. That only if the man is actually innocent will the water work to be bodik his wife. But if he's not innocent, the water is not going to be bodik his wife. V'omer. Lo avkod al benosechem kisiz nena. May v'omer. Why do I need a second pasuk? V'chite ma'avon didei in de b'nei b'binte. Lo. That only for his own sin, the sin of the husband will stop the mayim from being bodek, but the sin of his children will not stop the water from being bodek. Tashma lo efkod al benosechem kis iznen aval kol sechem kis naafena. So you see, it's about the daughters and the daughters-in-law as well. V'chitema eishas ish in avon de pnuy avon eishas ish in avon de pnuy lo. And if you can say no, only the iser of an eishas ish is going to cause the mayim to stop to be bodek, but the sin of a pnuya of a single girl sleeping around is not going to cause the mayim to stop being bodek. The woman tashma ki heim im hazonos. And that pasuk is clearly not talking about an eishes ish. My va'am lo yavin yilaveit. Amar Reb Lazer says that Klal Yisrael didn't understand why, even though there are so many sotos, the water was not being bodek them. Amar them Navi Yisrael, im atem hakpidin al atzmechem, mayim bodkim nishosechem. If you were careful about adultery, the water would work. But ve'im lav, ein amayim bodkim nishosechem. But if you're not careful about adultery yourself, well then guess what? The water is not going to help to be bodek your wives either. Misharabu Baleana, we said that when there were too many people following their taivos, so nisavsu hadinin, the dinim, the judges messed up the judgments, and v'niskalklu amasim, and they weren't looking carefully into their piskei halacha in Yisr v'heter, and they were messing up. V'ein noach ba'olam, and there's Hakadosh Baruch Hu has no nachas ruach in this world when the halacha is being misrepresented. Misharabu roei panim, when they were badin, when people started being machnif other people in din, that, you know, a rich guy comes, a powerful person comes, and they were practicing an unfair chanifa. They were falsely flattering the person. So bata lo saguru, you no longer had lo saguru b'neish. Upasuk lo sakiru, you no longer had lo sakiru panav b'mishpat. Uparku al shemayim nasaleim ol basar v'dam. And instead of accepting a Kodesh Baruch Hu as the boss, it seemed like they were treating basar v'dam as the boss. Misharabu loch shelechishos, when there were too many people that were whispering to the dayanim padin that they should come up with some sort of argument for Zechus, too many lawyers, Rabbi Charonaf B'Yisrael, who caused a lot of anger on the Jewish people, the Nistalka Ashchina, Mishum Shenemar, Bekerav Elohim Yishpot, and the Ashchina left, because it says Bekerav Elohim Yishpot, which means judges, but it's also Elohim, that it's Ba'adas Kel, that it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishrabu Achrei Vitzam Libam Holech, Rabu Ha'omrim L'ratov V'latov Ra, when there were too many people that were following their own taivos, so they became too many people praising Rishayim. When too many Rishayim started being praised, so all the bad things that are said in the Tocha started to be fulfilled. When people who started acting with a certain sense of gaiva, Moshe Harok is that they spit out their saliva and they cause like a string of saliva and then they suck it back up, and apparently that's considered derech gaiva. So Rabu Hayihirim, so there became more gaiva. When you act with gaiva, you become more bali gaiva. To a talmidim, and there were less people that were willing to learn Torah because of their gaiva. They weren't able to be mishamish called tzarchem and to really learn from a rebbe. And the Torah it keeps coming, looking something for learners. When there were too many Balagaiva, that's where the Benos Yisrael started to, that's who the Benos Yisrael started to marry. And everything was based on image and the impression and the external, and no one was really looking internally anymore. So says Gemara, Eini, is that true that someone who acts with Gaiva, women are going to like him? Either we said that someone who has Gaiva, even his own family doesn't like him. Shenemar, Gavar Yehiva, Velo Yinve, Lo Yinve, Afilu Banova Shalom, even in his own house. Meikara Kaftzale, Lasov Mitzel Alayhu. Yeah, that's what happens, that initially, because of his Gaiva, people are fooled by him, and they're attracted to him, but ultimately, because of that Gaiva, they become disgusted with him when they start to see right through him. Mishrabu Matile Mile Al Bale Batim, when there were too many Dayanim that were benefiting from the fact that they would give their schora to be sold, and because they were dayanim, they were helped out because, you know, they're in powerful positions. Rabba Ashochet Vatayis Mishpatu Paskatova. So obviously that opened up the door to bribery, and all goodness stopped. Mishrabba Mekablanei Tovaseich Machzikieni Tovaseich. When the dayanim started explaining to the Balei Din, because of the showing favor to Balei Din because of tovos that they did for them. Rabu Isha Yashabein of Yasa. Everyone just started to do as they pleased because they knew that the dayanim would take care of them. Shvalim hugvu vagvom hushpulu. Low lives were elevated and elevated people were lowered. Umalchusa azla v'navla. And the malchus of Israel, you know, started to deteriorate. Misharabu tsari ayin, when stingy people became plentiful, v'torfei teref, and people who steal, rabu ma'amtse alev. So very hard-hearted people became people who refused to give tzedakah. Were very common. Kovtse yodaim milahalvos, and people who closed their hands from lending money. Varval mashkas b'tori sharmel chapen, and it says nasan titain that you're supposed to give. They start violating the mitzvahs in the Torah of giving tzedakah. Misharabu netuyos garanu masakros inayim, when women started walking around batting their eyelashes and walking with an outstretched neck with in derech pritzus. So rabu mayim hamarim, that caused more mayim hamarim because there were more sotos. They were flirting more. Ella shapasku, but they stopped actually drinking the me'amar. Mishrabu mekabli matanos nesmatu hayamim niskatru hashanim d'chsiv v'sonim matanos yichya. When there were more mekabli matanos, so there were less. Their life became shorter, years became shorter because sonim matanos yichya. Only someone who doesn't accept matanos is going to live. Mishrabu zuchuchei halev. When there are too many people that relied on their own understanding and they didn't listen to the Rebbeim, Rabu Machlokes b'Yisrael, that caused great Machlokes in the Jewish people. When there were too many Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel who were not Meshamish the Rebbeim enough, Rabu Machlokes b'Yisrael, Nas Torah K'shtei Toros. There was more Machlokes in the Jewish people and the Torah became like two Toros. Misha Rabu Mekabli Tzedakah of the Chavim. When too many people started accepting Tzedakah from Goyim, HaYisrael L'mailah. So Yisrael was—it's a euphemism. Yisrael, the Jewish people were down below, and the Goyim were elevated. Yisrael lefnim v'heim la'achar, also a euphemism. The Jewish people were behind. Mishmeis Yosef ben Yehuda. The Mishnah said that when Yosef ben Yehuda and Yosef ben Yehuda Ish Yerushalayim died, so then there were no longer people who were eshkolos. My eshkolos. What does eshkolos mean? Amar Rav Dimon Rav Shmuel. Ish shahakol bo. It means a man who has everything, who's fully capable on very many levels. So we'll stop there. And Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hevir Hodayas HaMeiser.